Okay, today's Daf Zayin, Masechta Sukkah. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, the Zecha Nishmas Peril Bash Shlomo Zalman. The Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're going to go back, then we're going to go back to the bottom of Vav Amud Beis, because we mentioned yesterday that there was a machlokas about whether you needed three walls plus or four walls. Two walls plus to make three, or three walls plus to make the fourth wall. And Pasma Chachamim, that's two walls plus. The question is, where is this plus, this extra wall, the little bit of the tefach wall, have to be? So, va'oso tefach. So we're just going to go back quickly, three lines from the bottom. Va'oso tefach. That tefach, that third wall, that's a tefach. That tefach, heichen ma'amido. Where do we put it? Where does it go? Amar Rav. Rav says, ma'amido k'neged hayotze. You have to attach it to one of the perpendicular walls. So you have two perpendicular walls, the butt to make a right angle, and you attach it to make a right angle to one of those walls. Amr, we can look at the pictures. Amr later of Kahana, Ravasi and Rav. So Kahana and Ravasi said to Rav, no, the Amido Keneged Rosh Tor. You should do it as a Rosh Tor, which our pictures have. It should be on an angle. So different ways of doing it on an angle. One is to say that it's on an angle connected to one of the walls, or you can say it's on an angle opposite the right angle of one of the walls. Idea is that it sort of like spreads out to make it. Right? And Shasik Rav. Rav was quiet. Again, Machlokas Rishonim, it's another where Rav was quiet because either he just didn't care what they had to say, or he was quiet and that he retracted and admitted to them. The Baal HaMor says he just doesn't, he's not close to what they have to say. The Baal HaMor proves that because now we have Shmuel and Levi who are supporting Rav. So why would Rav admit that he's wrong to other people when Shmuel and Levi are agreeing with him? So Itmar Nami, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Mr. Levi, Ma'amido k'neged hayotze. Again, you attach this extra tefach next to one of the perpendicular walls. V'chein morin be midrasha, and that's how they also paskin in the base medrash, l'ach l'maisa, that ma'amido k'neged hayotze. Okay, that's where we got to yesterday. Now, another, number three, the Mor brings another daya as to where we put this tefach wall. Rabbi Simon, V'itema Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, let's say Rabbi Simon or Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Ose lo tefach shochek, so there are two types of tefach. There's a tefach, right? There's a tefach sochek, and then there's a tighter tefach, and there's a wider tefach. It depends on how you hold your fingers. You hold them relaxed. You hold them. You know, tight. So he says you take them the tefach sochek, which is a little wider than the regular tefach. Umamido bepachos mishlosh tefachim samach dofen. What you do is you put this one tefach board within three tefachim close to the wall. So therefore, that tefach now is within lavud of the wall. So basically, you have sort of like a four tefach space of what's considered the wall. That's how it makes it a bigger, you make it a bigger wall. Right, so you have, it's one tefach, and I guess from the edge of the board that you place down to the actual wall that it's perpendicular to, you have four tefachim, because you put three tefachim next to it. So you have lavud, basically you have four tefachim, which makes it the majority of a minimum wall. Right? The minimum wall, we said, is seven tefachim, 7x7, Rosh HaRubah V'Shulchano, is 7x7. So you have the majority of a halachic wall. Right? It says, Mamido pachos shlosha tefachim samach ledofen, dechol pachos mishlosha samach ledofen, anything that is less than three tefachim next to the wall, kilavud dami, it's lavud, it's as if it's attached to it, and therefore you have this four tefach wall. Okay. So now, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda says, when let's say you have we were now talking about walls that are perpendicular, right? They create a right angle, you know, they're regular. Let's say you have the walls set up like a mavoi, which means they're parallel walls. Where would you then put the third wall? So Amar Rav Yehuda, sukkah ha'asui k'mavoi. So the sukkah is open like a mavoi, right? Remember, there's two types. Remember from Erevin, two types of mavois. There's an open mavoi, which is a mavoi meshulash, which is two walls, open, and it's open on two sides. And there's a mavoi sasim, which is open on one side, which just has the back wall. So this here, you have sukkah ha'asui k'mavoi. The idea here would be, it has to be a mavoi meshulash, because if it was a mavoi sasim, it has three walls, and then we're good to go. So it's a mavoi mefulash. It's sukkah asur k'mavoi k'shera. If you make a third wall to it, it's kasher. V'oso tefach ma'amido l'chol ruach sheyirtze. He says you can put that tefach on any wall. So you have parallel walls. Put a tefach over here, put a tefach over here, on any of the four corners, you make the tefach, and that would work. You have two walls plus the tefach, even though those two walls aren't attached to each other. But Rav Simon, again, Vitin Rav Shuben Levi, they say, no, Amar, Osilo Pas Arba'a Umashahu. You have to put, in order to do this, you have to put up a board that's four tvachim plus, Umamido Bepachos Mishlosha Samachadofin, and put it within three tvachim of one of the walls. So I have to take out, as opposed to before, where I took a one tefach board, here I have to take a four tefach board, place it within three tefachim of one of the walls, and therefore I have a full seven tefach wall, four plus the level of three, I have a full seven tefach wall, which gives me the third wall. But the Gemara is going to ask why before when they were perpendicular walls, I only needed a one tefach board, and here I need a four tefach wall. What's the difference? Well, the difference is clear because we're talking about either parallel or perpendicular. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara asks, "Umayshna hasam, what is different over there when we had the sukkah where the walls were attached to each other? The ka'amart sagya tefach chokik, where you said there that it's sufficient if the extra third wall is just this wider, smaller tefach. It's a small tefach. No, it's a wider tefach. With the wider tefach, umayshna hacha. And what is the difference over here, where the sukkah walls are parallel to each other, like a mavoi, the ka'amart by a pas arba, that you would need a board of four tvachim. So the Gemara answers, hasam over there, by the sukkah where the walls are connected to each other, where they're perpendicular to each other, the ikash shtei defanos kehil chasan, we have two full walls, kehalacha, that is there next to each other, and it's not, the sukkah doesn't look like it's open, it actually looks like the beginning of a structure, then sagile, it's enough to do tefach shochet, to just have the tefach board, again with them, the tefach board means three tefachim away from the tefach board within lavud of one of the sides, but hacha, by here, by the sukkah, that the walls are made like a mavoi, where they're parallel, deleka shnei defanos, that we don't have two walls, it's just open, meaning it's open on two sides, so therefore we have to really close one of the sides up. It's open on two sides. I don't know the difference. It's open on two sides, the other side also. It's open here and here. As opposed to being open here and here, it's still open on two sides. He says, Balhacha de leka shtei defanos, i'ika pas arba'a. If you have a four tefach board plus the three of lavud, then that would be okay. Ilo, lo. If not, not. But all the Gemara really did was just explain the Matzias to us again. It didn't really give us the underlying logic as to why it makes a difference.
But you said it. One looks like the beginning of the structure,
right.
The other one just looks like an alley.
Yeah, I made it up. So hopefully it makes sense. But I think so. You have to say something like that. It just looks like an alleyway, and you have to close up the alleyways. The other one looks more like a structure. So therefore, a minimum is enough. You just need to get according to them, you need to get the four tefachim, the majority of the wall. This is when you have to create an actual full-fledged halachic wall of seven tefachim. Okay. Fine. Now, the Gemara brings Amar Rava. Rava says, this might be the fourth way of explaining where that extra tefach goes. Amar Rava, Eina Niteres Ella B'tzuras HaPesach. He says, no, what you need, so I'm not sure if this is talking about the pas itself, a regular case, or this is talking about the case where you have the parallel. So I think it's where you're talking about, not like the way the Mara has it here, I think with the picture over here, I thought it was talking about the case when you have the parallel walls. How do you correct those parallel walls to allow you to use the wall, the third wall? So he says, "Ein ani teres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach." What you would need is a tzuras ha-pesach, which means like a door frame. Remember our tzuras ha-pesach from Irvin. So you have this one tefach board that you sort of split into two. And you have half a tefach abutting one wall, half a tefach abutting the other wall. And you put the cross beam on top, and you have a tzuras ha-pesach.
The rice you are allowed to carry.
Right.
They're abundant because they didn't want people to get confused. They came with all these things to the Pesach, Korach, and
right.
Here is different. The rice you need a box that you could live in.
Right. So we're not talking about an actual mavoi just yet. But we're not talking about an actual mavoi. We're just talking about the walls that are, we're using the mavoi here to describe what the walls look like.
No, but they compare the coolers that are used for mavoi to the...
Well, we're going to go more into that. We're going to go more into that later. But yeah, Negatosa is going to ask that. But when we get to that, you'll see that there's a Tosos that asked that. Tosos I enjoyed very much last night. Okay, so Amar Rava, Inni Teres, Elbatus HaPesach. So I learned that we're talking about the walls that are parallel to each other. The footnotes, the pictures here have it, know that even if you have the perpendicular walls, it also, that extra tefach has to be created to be a Tzuras HaPesach. meaning so you attach half a tefach to this one wall, half a tefach on the other side, with the cross beam on top. Ika de Amri, there are those who say that the Rava statement was this, Amar Rava viniteres nami b'tzuras ha-pesach, meaning there is another way to do it. You can either do it by making this tefach, this extra tefach board. So I think over here, I think it means you can make this tefach board, meaning if you have the way I learned it, with the parallel, you have the tefach, which is within three tefachim of one wall, or you can make the tzuras ha-pesach. That seems to be what Rava says. Ikadami, another way to say it is, Amar Rava tzricha nami tzuras ha-pesach. No, you also need a tzuras ha-pesach. Meaning, again, if you have the parallel walls and you have to put up the board within three tefachim of the one of the walls, and then you also have to make a tzuras ha-pesach. You need both. So either it means that you need a tzuras ha-pesach, you can also use a tzuras ha-pesach, or you must use a tzuras ha-pesach plus that extra board, that one tefach board, three shitas and three lashonos in Rava. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Tzricha nami tzuras ha-pesach." It says, "Mashma de tarvayu ba'inan." You need both. Tefach eitzel hayotze. You need a tefach near the wall that comes out. The kana bezavish shekinegdo. The kana shagabeim kai mi tefach zel kana shazavet. So you would need both. Okay. So that, and I think we paskin that way. I'm not sure. Look at do the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, which starts when it starts in the next couple of days. We'll figure out Pesach Halach. All right. In terms of Dirshu, start the Sukkah one soon. The 9th. Yesterday. Yesterday it started. Okay. So we're not there yet. Then. All right. So Rav Ashi now, Ashi chel Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi finds Rav Kahana, the ka'avid tefach shochik. He's making the third wall like with that extra tefach wall. The ka'avid tzuras ha-pesach. And he's also making the tzuras ha-pesach. So Amar Leh, so Rav Ashi asks Rav Kahana, lo savar mar laha de Rava, don't you hold like Rava, de avar Rava, viniteres nami b'tzuras ha-pesach? That you don't have to do a tzuras ha-pesach and the board. It's either or. You can do either of them. So Amar Leh, so Rav Kahana says back to Rav Ashi, no. Ana ki idach lishna de Rava srilei. I hold like the other statement, the other way that we learned Rava, which was utzricha nami tzuras ha-pesach. The board itself is not enough. You also need the tzuras ha-pesach. Therefore, I'm doing both. You have a maaser rav. Usually a maaser rav, the Gemara will follow. You don't have an actual case law. Usually the Gemara will follow that. The Pesach will usually follow that. Okay. So now we finish that, which is really the easy part of the Gemara. And the Gemara comes to compare this idea of if something is kosher for a wall on Shabbos, on Sukkah, it should be good for a wall on Shabbos. But not any Shabbos. Talking about the Shabbos of Sukkah. So for sake of ease, you could say call it Shabbos Yontif or Shabbos Chol HaMoed. I may use those interchangeably. We're talking about the Shabbos when Shabbos and Sukkot are together. Shabbos of Sukkot. So the Mishnah said, Shtayim Kehil Chason, right? The Mishnah said that the Sukkah has to have two walls and the Shlish is going to be a Tefach. And Amar Rava, the Girsa is changed by most to Amar Rava. It makes sense because there's some contradictory statements. Amar Rava, V'chein L'Shabbos. So too for Shabbos, Migo Da Havei Dofen L'Inyon Sukkah, Havei Dofen L'Inyon Shabbos. So too for Shabbos. We say, since the wall would satisfy the halachas of Sukkah, it's going to satisfy the halachas for Shabbos as well. Very important. Rashi, V'chein L'Shabbos. First wide line. So Shabbos, it says, Afal pi shesarech L'Shabbos sholosh mechitzos le'asos reshus ha-yachid. So you need, for Shabbos, you need three walls in order to create a reshus ha-yachid. We actually call it the mavoi, right? You need three walls in order to make it reshus ha-yachid. Shabbos shel Sukkos mutter lismoch al mechitzos ha-sukkah. On the Shabbos of Sukkos, so say Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to be somech on the walls that were created for a Sukkah. Even if during the year these wouldn't satisfy Hilchos Shabbos, on Sukkos they will satisfy Hilchos Shabbos because of Migo, since. Right? So he says, for example, Im Asab, he gives it his example, is Im Asab Rishus HaRabim Somech Lepiskel Sukkah De'en Ba'el Shtayim Kilchasan V'Shlishis Afilu Tefach. So you have right outside your front door is Rishus HaRabim. And you place down your sukkah right there in Rishus HaRabim, you do two plus the tefach. That works for sukkah. Technically, that wouldn't work for Shabbos, right? A field tefach, machlis umotzi hemena leveso. You would can bring from your house into that sukkah. We're going to consider that to be a Rishus HaYachid. The apa gav b'shar shavosos lo mishtare, even though in the rest of the 50 weeks of the year, 51 weeks of the year in Shabbos, that wouldn't work, right? Because we say, for example, let's say it's it's Chorutz Meruba ala Ksasim, right? It's more open. So the two walls have spaces in between, and there's not enough to pass it. And you have open on one side, and one tefillah on the other side. So there's more airspace than wall. On Shabbos, that won't be good. But on Shabbos of Sukkah, it's going to be good. Right? The migu to high two tefach, agmeri rachmana lemoshe, rachmana lemoshe, the mechitz of Sukkah, to the havilei, dothain, shlema, the Sukkah, havidopin nami, b'shabbos, the Sukkah, in the Shabbos. Since the lach of Moshe Sinai allows this to be a valid wall, a valid full third wall, for Sukkahs, we're going to allow it to be a valid full wall for Hilchos Shabbos on Shabbos. That's Rashi gives the example of where you building a sukkah right next to your house. Another example would simply be, you have a sukkah in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, can you carry it in that sukkah? Or can you go into that sukkah, can you carry it? Can you be Mavir Dalet Amos? On a regular Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to, because it doesn't have the status of Rosh Hashanah. But on Shabbos of Sukkot, since that wall was called the Halacha Moshe Sinai, the way we established, that wall is considered a valid third wall, so it's going to be a valid third wall also for Shabbos, that Shabbos only, not for any Shabbos during the year. So that's what we see back in the Gemara. Amar Rava, Rava says, V'chein l'Shabbos, Migo da have dofen in your sukkah, have dofen the inyan Shabbos. So the Gemara Abaye asks, Abaye says to Rabba, Umi Armino Migo. Do we really say this Migo, this idea of since? Really, do we say this idea of since? That since it's a good wolf of sukkah, so it comes out that you're something that you can carry in on one Shabbos of the year, and all the other Shabbos of the year, you can't carry it. And now that you can't carry it, be malach d'oraisa potentially. But on Sukkot, it's going to be okay, because the legal fiction that works on Sukkot is going to carry over for Shabbos as well. So he says, Abaye says, how can that be? Umir min amigo. Hatanya, we have the following brisa. Dofin Sukkah, kedofin Shabbos. The halachos of a walls of Sukkah, for the most part, are similar to the halachos of walls to create a Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos. Right, Rashi says, look at Rashi again. Dofin Sukkah, kedofin Shabbos. Kol tzidei defanos, sheitiru hachamim l'Shabbos. All these legal fictions about walls that the Chachamim were matir on Shabbos, kigon. For example, mechitzah shel ses shesi velo erev. You have poles, right? It's in the middle. You have an encampment. You have a tent in the middle, and you set up poles for all around your encampment. And he has the picture, right? So he says mechitzah shel ses velo erev. Kedamina ve'erev. Let me say it himself. Erevin makifim bekarnim. You put these poles up. Uvavachi lo ben karnel lechaveru shel chetvachim. What you do is you make these poles and provide that there's no more than three tvachim between each pole. Then you have lovitz that halachically closes it up. And you have four walls around your encampment. You're good. You're in a Rishus HaYachid. But afal pi sherachav kana eno elam le etzva, even though the width of each pole is only like a finger's breadth, the yesh ben kana lekana shlosha tvachim kasser mashu, and between each of these poles, there's three tvachim minus a little bit, the ikaparitz meruba ala omed, shabri domin, and there's more airspace than closed space, and nevertheless, halachli, that's a valid wall on Shabbos, dar minam lavud, because we say the word concept of lavud, bahavele kula omed, everything's going to be considered closed. So that works on Shabbos, that works on Sukkah. Similarly, oshal erev, Erev means where you make, you put the strings around. So you put the strings around, without poles, right? You know, won't with poles, because on Hasam, makifin shlosha chavolin, have a hekif nami dofen sukkah. You take three strings, and you wrap them around, one on top of the other, you wrap them around, provided there's less than three tvachim space between them, I guess, and then from the top to the bottom is 10 tvachim, you wrap around. So that works on Shabbos, that's going to work on sukkah. So the Gemara says that halachos of walls on Shabbos and halachos of walls of sukkah are similar. Ubilvad, however, right, we said that. Ubilvad, shaloyeh ben kana lechaveh shlosha tvachim. You can't have more than three tvachim between each board because you need lavud. And then what it says, but yaseira Shabbos al sukkah. But Shabbos has a chumrah above sukkah. So there's going to be some walls, according to this, that will work on, this sounds like it works on sukkah, but doesn't work on Shabbos. But Shabbos al, yaseira Shabbos al sukkah. Shabbos ainu niteres ella be'omed meruba al haparos. Masha ain came with sukkah. On Shabbos, Rashi says, on Shabbos, certain walls, if you have certain walls, if there's more space than closed, it doesn't work on Shabbos, except for love. Love closes them. If there's more space than walls, it doesn't work. Masha ain came with sukkah, that with sukkah, you can have a case where you have more space than walls. Let's say you have two walls and a tefach, but not two full walls. There are two walls that have a tefach space here, a tefach space here, a tefach, you know, they're walls that have, and so you have more open space than closed space. On Shabbos, that wouldn't work, and on Sukkot, that would work. So it seems to indicate that Abaye says, you see, my love, you say Shabbos, the Sukkah, that there's a chumrah on Shabbos, even Shabbos Chol HaMoed more than the walls of Sukkah, which means that on Shabbos, if you have a, technically speaking, just because it's good for Sukkah, doesn't mean it's good for Shabbos on Sukkahs, because then you wouldn't have this idea of having to have more closed space than open space. Right, so let's read it again. Right. We say Migo, Vatanya, we have a brayso that says, Dofen Sukkah ke Dofen Shabbos. The walls of a circle like the walls of a Shabbos. As long as we have lovud. But you say with Shabbos on Sukkah, but Shabbos is more chomer than Sukkah. Sha Shabbos in Literis Ella Omen Ruba Ella Paritz. You have to have more closed than open. Masha Inkin Sukkah, where it doesn't matter if you have more open than closed. So, my love, are we not talking about, isn't it clear, which is obviously the way we answer that it's not. So my love, you say with Shabbos the Sukkah, a Sukkah, the lower mean amigo. Aren't we talking about a case that Shabbos Chol HaMoed has a schumra that regular days of Sukkahs do not have, and therefore we don't say migo. Because if we said migo, then on this Shabbos of Sukkahs we wouldn't have a problem of Omen Meruba al Aparetz. Correct, as long as you can have Omen Meruba al Aparetz without lovud. Let's say you have more than three tefachim space on a wall of Sukkah.
Yeah, but when you have the lovud, that's considered closed.
So you don't have lovud in this case.
Wouldn't a normal Shabbos require that there be a fourth wall?
No. 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 In the Mavoi, you'd be put up a lechi or a korah, but otherwise no.
But if you have an entire like field, just the poles would be less than three tefachim, that's okay for Shabbos.
Correct.
So even though...
Because that's not Omen Meruba al Aparetz. That is good because that's considered closed. Right. But let's say you have a wall that doesn't. Let's say you have a sukkah. You have a wall. You have a 12 tefach by 12 tefach wall, and you have spaces more than lovud throughout the.
That is still considered closed.
Why is it considered closed?
If you have three,
no, you don't. It's more than three tefachim.
More than three.
Let's say you have more than three tefachim, but you still have kosher walls. I have kosher walls, and it's more than three tefachim space. And plus, I have the two walls on the other side that are completely open. So all I need to have is a little bit of space in one of the walls, more than lovud, and it's more open than closed.
So with two full walls of a sukkah, can have gaps of more than three tefachim.
I think as long as they're not minimum seven tefachim, right? So they could be a 20 tefach wall, and they can have gaps in between them. I guess so. Yeah, because they still have places where it's seven tefachim. Right, but there's a space between each of them.
Ah, okay, you mean the filled out
part. Right.
Each filled out part is at least 7 feet.
Yeah, because you still need a valid wall.
But it can have gaps.
Right, so if it has gaps. So those gaps don't make a difference on Sukkah, but they should make a difference on Shabbos. So you see, we don't say Migo. So Gemara says, lo, the comparison is Shabbos to Alma about Shabbos, you say you're Shabbos to Alma about Shabbos to Sukkah. No, the Chumra is on a regular Shabbos that doesn't work. But on Shabbos Sukkah, it would work, because it works for Sukkah. It's going to work for Shabbos, that Shabbos as well, because we'd say Migo. So he says, okay, so Abai says, wait a second. If you're going to say Migo, you're saying that Migo, it's a wall on Sukkah, therefore it's going to work for Shabbos Sukkah as well. But if you're talking about Migo, why aren't you giving me a case the other way around? What about there's a wall, we'll figure it out, what about there's a wall that technically wouldn't work on Sukkahs, but it works for Shabbos, so therefore on Shabbos Sukkahs, it should be a wall also. We say Migo, that it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkah. Why are you only saying it one way? You should say it both ways. He says, "E hachi." If that's the case that we're talking about, that we're saying that the walls that work for sukkahs work for Shabbos sukkahs, leisei nami. You should also bring a case of migo the other way. Say you say with sukkah da alma a sukkah da Shabbos. That there's a chumrah of sukkah during the week as opposed to Shabbos sukkah. The ilu sukkah da alma. When it comes to the sukkah during the week, bayi tefach shochik. You need this wider tefach with the relaxed fingers. It's a little bit bigger. That third wall has to be a tefach shochik. The ilu sukkah the alma by tefach shochik. The ilu sukkah the Shabbos, but on sukkah Shabbos, lo by tefach shochik visagi. You would find a case where you don't need a full the wider tefach and it would be enough. What would be that case? Bilechi. If you use a lechi as opposed to a wall, you put up a lechi. You put up the lechi to make that third wall, because ha'atud amart, you, Rabba, were the one who said, sikech agabe mavoi, she'ein she'yesh lo lechi. You put schach over a mavoi, and the third wall is made up of the lechi. You said kosher. You say it's kosher. Well, normally, the lechi, the minimum size of a lechi, is smaller than the minimum size of the third wall for a sukkah. Yet you're telling me that on Shabbos, that would be kosher. So therefore, you're the one who said that migo that works on Shabbos, it works on sukkah. Why did you mention in this brisa also? If this brisa say that migo works on sukkah, it works on Shabbos, it should give me the opposite case of migo that works on Shabbos, that works on sukkah, that you yourself hold of. Why doesn't the brisa say that? So Rava answers, hahulo itzrichlei. I don't need to tell me migo that works on Shabbos or works on sukkah. Basically, the idea of the Gemara is, logic of Gemara is Shabbos is more chomer than sukkah. Just look at the punishments. Shabbos is an Isra Skila, Shabbos is very chomer. So if something's going to work on and sukkah doesn't have that punishment. So if something's going to work on the kal, if we can say that something works for sukkah, works for Shabbos, well, kal chomer, if it works for Shabbos, it's going to work for sukkah. That's what he says. So the Brisa doesn't have to be telling me the opposite case. Therefore, the Brisa is talking about Migo, and therefore I have it right, and about that it's Migo. He says, Ahu, lo itzrichle. You're right, Eina Hanami. The statement that you said is true, right? But I had no need to state that. Because if Migo works from the lenient, from Sukkah, to the Chomer of Shabbos, then Kavachomer, it's going to work from the Chomer of Shabbos to Sukkah. Right, Ahu, lo itzrichle. Hashta mikiltu lichamirta aminan. We say it works from the Kal to the Chomer, the chamir to the kil to a kosher cane. So kavachom, it's going to work from the chamor to the kal. So the brisa, is talking about the case of migo. It's a riot to me. Rava says it's a riot to me. It's working on the case of migo. It doesn't give the opposite case of migo that works for Shabbos or for sukkah. That's obvious. Once it works from the kal to the chamor, it's work from the chamor to the kal. How we doing? Okay. All right. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to go back to two things that were said by Rava. That things that are mentioned from Mechitza. Number one, Gufa. And then maybe we'll try to do the Tosos. Gufa. Amar Rava. Rava says, Sikech al gabi mavoi. If you put a schach over the mavoi, Rashi says, this is discussing a mavoi mefulash. It's an open mavoi. Because Rashi says, if it's a closed mavoi, right, if it's a mavoi sasum, what's the chiddush? What would be the chiddush? So Rashi says, but the Gemara here says, Sikech al gabi mavoi, Yesh lo lechi. It doesn't have a third wall. It just has a lechi. Kshera. That will be kosher. We just said that, but it's only kosher on Shabbos Lamoy, the Shabbos Yom Tov. That's the only time it would be kosher. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi even changes the gersa. If you look at the third to last line, he says, Sikech al gabe mavoy mufulash. Sheyesh bo lechi. Kshera. That will be kosher. B'Shabbos v'lo b'chol. On Shabbos and not on Yontif, not during the week. The migo the habidof on the Shabbos, since it's a good wall, le'mahavi on Shabbos, le'mahavi v'shus ha'yachid, to make it into a shus ha'yachid, habidof in the inyan sukkah. It's a dof sukkah. Then Marcel Tosas asked your question, what are you talking about? This is a din derabanan, right? The idea of the midor raiso, you can carry the mavoi. Right, the only reason why you can't carry the mavoi, it's not just a rabbim. The only reason why you can't carry the mavoi is maybe get confused. So we put down this lechi, either mishum makes a dofen or because of the heker, to create this idea. So you have this thing that you know that now this is a rishus, that this is different than a rishus rabbim. And from that, you're going to say, oh, since it works under the rabbanon level for Shabbos, it's going to work d'oraisa to create a you a third wall that's on sukkos. What's the comparison? The katosos and amaveis. That's the tatosos says. He says, "Bein l'manda amar." We'll begin this tosos now. Bein l'manda amar perakam de irvin lechi mishum hekerin. It's a machlokus and irvin. How the lechi works? Is it just a heker? It's something to recognize. Oh, I see. It's different. Or bein l'manda amar mishum mechitza. Or we say it's an actual mechitza. Kasha. There's a kasha. Ma inyan sukkah de bay mechitzas de oraisa le mavoi de rabbanon. For a mavoi de rabbanon. What's the comparison? Right, the midoraisa by mavoi below lechi shari, it would still be mutter to carry midoraisa. It's only din derabanan you can't carry the mavoi without the lechi. So since it creates a third wall to satisfy a din derabanan, we're going to say it creates a third wall to satisfy a din derabanan. That's Tosus's question. Okay, so Tosus Giz says v'yesh lomar demayri belechi tefach. We're talking about a lechi that's an actual tefach thick. Kidamrin el demamido bepachos megimol samchadofen. The Hainu Midrabanan, Uba Shabbos, Sharia de Migo. He said, maybe we're talking about a lechi that's a tefa thick. So really, even though the lechi only requires to be small, we're talking about making a lechi that's a real tefach, and since it works on Shabbos, it's the size of the doraisa for sukkah also, and therefore it's going to work. It's a little difficult, right? He says, Uba Shabbos, Sharia al Yadei Migo. Okay, the question is better than the answer, I think. But that's statement number one of, go back to us in a minute. That's question number one. That's statement number one of Rava. So, number two was the Amar Rava. Rava said, Sikech al gabe pase birios kshera. If you put schach over the pasi brios, that's also kosher. Remember, our pasi brios, we have these dumyans, these things. The oli rogalim would come up, and there was no, they had no place to drink. What? So they make these little things around the well for question how wide, how much space to be in there. Remember how many oxen can fit in between the two, in between them. So you have these right angle pegs, four right angle pegs around the well, and that creates a rishus yachid for them that they can now go in and give their animals to drink. You put schach over them. That's going to be, according to Rava, that's kshera. That's going to be a good sukkah on Shabbos. Why? During the week, it's not going to be a good sukkah because it doesn't have it, the walls aren't big enough. The walls are, it's too far apart from each other, so it's not going to be loved. Each wall isn't big enough. If the walls are big enough, that's one thing. But the walls aren't big enough. On Shabbos, since it's big, it's good enough to create Rosh Hashanah, meaning it's walls for Rosh Hashanah purposes, it's going to be walls for sukkah purposes as well. So Gemara then says, so now I had three cases. Why do I need all three cases to tell me that if walls are good for one thing, it's good for the other thing? Utsricha. Rabbi says, we need these two dinim to teach me. Why do I have to get the din of schach on the mavoi and the din of schach on the pasi brios? Utsricha. Di'i ashmi inan, mavoi, had just told us the case of the mavoi, why would that, we would have thought that that's okay, mishum di'ika shtei defanas ma'al yisa. Because at least in the mavoi, according to Rashi, at least in the mavoi, I have two full walls. They're two full walls, so I'm just making the third wall. Right, so avagabe pasi brios, when it comes to pasi, so it's two full walls, then even on the regular circus would be okay. But by the pasi brios, the lekush, the finalist ma'asa, I don't have any good walls. I just have four legal fiction walls being set up over here. Aim alo. Maybe I would say that on shot that it wouldn't work for it wouldn't work for Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Because it's different. It's a wall is a wall.
No, but forget about the fact that we're talking in one place for about the Rises and the Rabbanans.
Right.
But the goal by Shabbos is to create a reshus.
Correct.
The goal by Sukkah is to create a dwelling.
Correct. So you like the whole comparison.
Nobody asks what...
Right, so that's how the Migo works. The Migo works as follows. The Migo works is that since it creates the valid halachic walls for Shabbos, it's going to create the valid halachic walls for Sukkah also. Because once I'm creating the valid halachic walls, I'm not going to separate what's valid on the same day. If it's valid for the Shabbos purposes, I didn't say this point, but that's the whole chiddush of the Migo.
That's Josh's question is more, one's a reshus, one's a dwelling.
Correct. That's why it doesn't work during the week. But on Shabbos, you have the concept of Migo. That's what Migo, the whole kiddush of Migo is this wouldn't be good for Sukkah regularly. But since it's good for Shabbos, it's going to be good for the Sukkah only on that day. Because once he creates something that's halakhically valid, we're not going to say, according to Migo, we're not going to say it's only halakhically valid for this. And that's exactly the kiddush. That's what it is. You're right, because during the week, it would be completely different. It would have different rules.
Okay. Yeah, but the Migo should work the same way in any situation. I think that's what Josh was trying to say. If it's Migo on a Shabbos, it should be Migo during the week.
No, because Migo during the week, there's no halakhic significance to it.
I understand, right, but it is in general.
Not there's no halakhic significance. If it works sometimes to create this idea, then it should work.
That's what
no,
is.
It's only working. No, that's Migo. Not what Migo is. Migo means that since it works now, it's going to work for something else. Not that Migo, since it can work then, it's going to work now. It has to have halakhic significance at the moment now.
It works in a more chamor situation. Why is it not working in a more chamor situation?
Because in that more chamor situation, it actually has validity because it's Shabbos.
So why is it not the same during the week?
Because it doesn't work during the week. Because it's not Shabbos. It only creates walls on Shabbos. It doesn't create walls during the week. It doesn't create walls for Sukkah. You have to take, you only can do, it only creates a valid wall. Yeah. I understand your question. But that's the entire Kiddush. That's the entire Kiddush. You're saying, oh, if it works on Shabbos, so that it should work during the week, even if it's not Shabbos for Sukkos. No, that's not how the Migo is working. The Migo only works. It can only be good for Sukkah if at that moment it's good for something else. So that moment is only good. When is it only good for something else? If that moment is Shabbos, because then I can stretch the validity of this halakhic fiction of the wall into something else. But if I'm not creating a valid halakhic fiction on Tuesday, I can't stretch it.
And nobody's worried that also that if we're going to come to say that it's good on Shabbos, that we're going to wind up using it during the week.
Nobody that I saw. What? Nobody that I saw. No, we don't have the lest issue here apparently. Okay, so let's just finish this up. Utsricha. I finished off. We got a long time ago. Utsricha, and we need all cases. The Iashmi Inan Mavoy. Have you just had the case of Mavoy Mishum Yikashtei Defanas Malchel? Pasi Brios Telek Yikashtei Defanas Malchel Amelo. The Iashmi Inan Pasi Brios. Have we just had the case of Nisach over the Pasi Brios Mishum Yikasham Abed Defanas? At least over there, they're potential for four walls. Maybe there we would say putting on Sach would on Shabbos would work for sukkah. Avasikeh chagabe mavoi, but put on the mavoi, dileka sham abrit funus. It doesn't have four walls, aimalo, maybe it wouldn't work, so therefore I have to have both cases. The Yeshmin Hanitarte had both these cases, the parsley berios, and putting schach over the mavoi, I would say that's fine. But now what about that? I would say Hanitarte chamirta lekilta, because I'm going from the chamor of Shabbos to the kula of sukkahs. Aval mikilta lechamirta, but I wouldn't know a case if something that's good for sukkahs would work for Shabbos. Aval mikilta lechamirta emelo. Therefore, I have to have the case that I said before that something that works for sukkahs is going to work for Shabbos. Because these two cases are things that work for Shabbos; they're going to be good for sukkah. Therefore, I would say, oh, from the chomer to the kala works. But no, I don't. What about the kala chomer? Gets rid of that kala, doesn't hold of that kala chomer. But I would have thought if maybe go from the kala to the chomer wouldn't work. Hamash malan, that it works. I need all three. I don't know why. We just said before that you don't need, Rabbi said before, you don't need to put in. Okay, fine. Okay. If you look at Tosos, I have a few minutes. Tosos Sikhe, that's a good question. Tosos says, if you go down, the Im Tomar, it's like halfway down from this Tosos on top. The Im Tomar, talk about the Mavoi case. The Im Tomar, or Mavoi Zeh, if this Mavoi, Im Yishbo Gimel Mechitzos. What type of mavoi we're talking about? Like we said before, if it has three mechitzos, gemuros, typically b'lav lechi sukkah ksheira, then you wouldn't need the lechi because it's kasher, because it has three. Just put tzchach over the mavoi, you're good to go. The kaimelon to the rabbanon, because we hold like rabbanon, the army shtayim kehilchason. I'm sorry. Im Yishbo Gimel Mechitzos gemuros, typically b'lav lechi sukkah ksheira. The kaimelon to the rabbanon, the army shtayim kehilchason shnishus afil tefach. You don't need the tefach to make it a third wall. So if you have three walls, if it's not a mavoi mufulash, then what would you need? What would you need? If it's three walls, what would you need the lechi for? So Rashi answered, we're talking about a mavoi mufulash. It's only two walls. Tosos says it can't be. He says, but kutros mairi, the mairi be mavoi mufulash lo yitachin. That can't be, because we don't pass them that way. This idea of mavoi mufulash being okay if you put a lechi up, that's only according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't pass them that way. The imke lo mishtari be lechi v'kore el Rabbi Yehuda. The kule merari karabanan, everyone answers like a rabbanan. So he says, "V'yesh lomar." He says, "De la'olam mairi b'mavoi sasam." This is a big chiddush. We're talking about a mavoi sasam. It's all closed. Megimel ruchos u'mairi kagon shesichich l'tzad halechi u'lefnim l'tzad abatim l'sichich. He only put schach towards the outer portion of the mavoi. He didn't put schach towards the inner portion of the mavoi. I mean, the schach is only one quarter of the way. So it's not really the schach isn't a what?
It's not covering the clothes then.
Correct. So the schach doesn't even reach the third wall, and the schach doesn't reach the third wall in the back. He says. Right, the Gimel Ruchos, Umayi Gon Sichach Tzad Alech Lefnim, Tzad Abad Lo Sichach, the Hashka, Ein Lezeh Sukkah El Shtei Mechitzos Lechi Echad. So then this Sukkah really only has two walls plus the Lechi. But then how does that help anything? So it helps because that third wall, despite it not being valid for the Sukkah, is still considered something enough to close it off that it's not considered open. And therefore the Lechi would still work for the Sukkah. It's a Bich Kedesh Matosos also, because he's sort of discounting but counting that third wall at the same time.
I don't think it works for a regular sukkah, right? If you have 3.5 walls and you only put up one side of the sukkah, doesn't the sukkah have to be close to the within four tefach?
Well, that's what we're passing. That's what we just said before. We just said you have to have the one. That was in the Gemara before you walked in. That's what you think. So it's where you have to. The sheet is.
It
has to be within three tefach of the wall. But this is the third wall. The third wall is all the way closed, but it's all the way in the back. Right, so he said, but so he has now he has the lechi though, so he has the two walls plus the lechi.
So the lechi is the third wall.
Right. Okay.
Is there any difference between pizza, which is the word we use for mavoi, and dofin, which we use for something? Is it the same concept?
I think it just means a wall. A wall, both mean a wall.
They both mean a wall, but both the same.
I don't think there's any difference. I think a mechitza or dofin.
Generally, we say mechitza is a separation between two spaces, where. And I'm just wondering if
Dauphin
is implying
structures. I don't think so. Now the Mishnah says, Psula. You have to have more shade than sunlight coming in. If it's more sunlight, it's Pasal. Tana Rabbanan, we went to the Braisa, Chamasa Mechmas Sichuch, Velo Machmas Tefanos. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Af Machmas Tefanos. So the problem would be, is if that... Let's say, when we say that there's more, it has to be, if there's more sunlight, it's no good. That's if there's more sunlight coming, you have to compare sunlight and shade coming through the schach. not sunlight and shade coming through the walls. The walls could be theoretically could be open. If there's more sunlight than shade coming through the walls, that's not a problem according to the Tanna Kamma. Rav Yoshi says even machmas tefanos, even if the walls are open to the point where there's more sunlight than shade coming from the walls, that makes it possible. Amar Rav Yemar Bar Shleima Mishmei Dabai, my time to Rav Yoshi. What's the story behind Rav Yoshi? Rav Yoshi says because the pasuk says the ksiv visakosa al haron es haparoches. You should put on the aron the paroches. The paroches is like a wall. It's a barrier. It's standing upright. Right? Paroches mechitza. Paroches is a separation. It's a wall. But kari rachmona schacha. And the Torah still calls it schach. Alma mechitza keschach ba'inan. So as you see that the halachas of the walls and the halachas of the schach are the same. The Rabbanan, what do they do? It seems to be a good raya. The Rabbanan, ahu dineko peporto de mechitza keschach. The paroches sort of hung over the pole on top. So that's why it's called schach. Not because you're comparing the parochas, the wall, to a schach, that the parochas was hung like schach. You had the wall, and you sort of hung it on top, so it was sikhik over the top. That's why it's called a schach. But there's no comparison between the walls and the schach. Amar Abaye says, Rebbe, Rabbi Yosha, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Achayim, was our mayor, all eight, kulo sviru luhu, they all hold, sukkah diris keva ba'inan. That the sukkah has to have some stability to it. Let's say not a permanent, necessarily a permanent structure. They don't all hold the same thing. They hold the same concept. The sukkah has to have some sort of semblance of permanence. Now we can go through each of them. Rebbe says the sukkah has to be a deer's keva. The Tani, he says Rebbe Omer calls sukkah shein b'amos l'abra amos psula. Sukkah has to be 4x4 amos. Otherwise, it's possible. It's a bigger structure, 4x4 amos, as opposed to we say there has to be 7x7 tefachim. Rav Yoshia had the amaron. Rav Yoshia, like we just said, he just said that the walls have to be so good, so strong, or so big that there's more shade than sun coming in from the sides of the walls. Rav Yehuda, the Tanan, Yehuda's from Mishnah, but he said sukkah should gavo in the malam esrim amah p'tula. Rav Yehuda machshir. He allows the sukkah to even be higher than 20 amos. We still haven't gotten to his svarim yet. Rav Shimon, the Tanya, that he says, because Rav Shimon says you have to have 3+. If there are 4 walls, as opposed to 3 walls. Right? Rav Shimon, the Tanya, Shtayin, Kilchasson, Shlishis, Akil Tefach. Rav Shimon, Omer, Shosh, Kilchasson, for 3 walls, Verivias, Akil Tefach. And Rav Masna explained on Davav, he has to have 4 Devanos, because you have to have the sukkah to protect you, the pasuk has to protect you from the wind, from the rain, and everything like that. And if it's open on 2 sides, you're not going to have protection. And we asked, even if it's open on 1 side, you're still not going to have protection. But that means you have to have a sturdier structure. Rabbi Gamliel, the proof from Rabbi Gamliel, the Tanan, the Tanya of a Brice that says, Ha'osa sukkasa barosh ha'agala, if you look in the pictures, you make a sukkah on top of a wagon, over Rosh Hasfina, or the top of a boat. Rabbi Gamliel posa, Rabbi Kivim Akshar, Rabbi Gamliel says it's possible, because it says the sukkah has to be a sturdy place. If it's on somewhere traveling, that's not keva, it's moving. It's not going to be keva. Beishamai, this is a more difficult one for me. Beishamai says, proving that Beishamai says you need the Yerush keva. It's not, because he says, Mishai Rosh of Rubu Sukkah. Remember, you said Rosh and Yerov. Rosh of Rubu in the Sukkah. Vishulchan Batoch Abayas. And the Shulchan's in the house. Beishamai posts them Beishil Machshirin. Beishamai says it's no good. The reason why Beishamai said it was no good was because he was concerned, Shem Yimashach Achar Shulchanu. It had nothing to do with needing a dearest keva. So I'm not sure, and Bishama is the one of the paskins that a kosher sukkah itself only needs Rosh of Rubo of Shulchano, which is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So you told me that we put that other Tana said it needs dearest keva, because he says, oh, it's 4x4 amos.
No, the reason for the 7 is because considering that you have a shulchan of 1 tefach.
Correct.
So then you have Shulchano and Rubo.
Right, but we just said before the other Tana, we proved that for him, we dearest keva because he needs 4 amos by 4 amos. That shows the dearest keva. We just read before, Rebbe. That's 2 seconds ago. Right? Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, calls Sukkah Shein Abra Amos Psula. Now we're saying, oh, Beishamai also holds in the dearest keva. But Beishamai says you need 7x7.
Right.
So which one is it? You don't need 4x4 to make a dearest keva. 7x7 also make. And the proof that they gave us was that Beishamai says that you can't have the shulchan in the house. But Beishamai's reason about not having the shulchan in the house was not because of a raya keva. It was because it was a gezeira, Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano. Okay. Rabbi Lezer, the Tanan, Rabbi Lezer also says that it's a Diros Keva, because he says, Osa Sukasa Kamin Srif. If you make like a tent, you make a diagonal like this, Kamin Srif, or Shechal Kotel, or you put the Schach leaning it against the wall and you go under it, look at the pictures, right? That Rabbi Lezer, Posel, Lefish Ein Lagag. He says it's no good because there's no roof. You need some sort of permanence to it, there's no roof. They must each have different definitions of what Keva means. Okay, the Chachamim Machshirim. Achirim, who's Rabbi Meir, right? Achirim always means Rabbi Meir, Titania. A brayse that says, Achim Omim, Sukkah Hasuya Kishovach. sukkah that's made like sort of like this round silo, I guess, the rounded silo that is rounded, is psula. Why? The fisha ein la zavios. It has no angles. It has no corners. That's going to be puzzle. Okay, so we're going to pick up tomorrow with this, like, with the rounded sukkah, which gets us into a lot of geometry and mathematics. I did not do well on the 10th grade regents, so I apologize in advance for tomorrow's stuff. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you.